I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us on a Friday, getting you into the weekend here. We are in full swing when it comes to spring football down in Provo, and it's just, I mean, I'm having a good time because every year I tell myself I'm not going to get too, I'm not going to get too excited about news coming out of spring ball. It's spring ball. But yet every year I find myself going, man, you can get excited if you're a fan. And right now joining us from practice, walking off the practice field right now, BYU's tight end, Isaac Rex on the program. Thanks for being with us, Isaac.
No, of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So are you guys a little bit the same way where, I mean, you're going in now and you're like veteran, and this is like another spring for you, but there seems to be a different energy. Explain that maybe this year for the 2023 season, what spring looks like.
Yeah, this is a full-blown tackling, head-up, one-on-ones, you know, a lot of team, long periods. Like, they're not messing around here anymore, you know. It's like we're going into Big 12 territory. We know what we're getting ourselves into, and so we're copying exactly what they're doing. And so, yeah, these practices are intense, a lot of guys flying around, a lot of tackling. And so it's been fun so far. Hopefully we just stay healthy and keep everyone safe, but – yeah, it's definitely been intense spring ball. Definitely the most intense I've been a part of.
So obviously, when you get new coaches in on the defensive side of the ball, and then you guys have to face off against that. What's the emphasis been from Jay Hill? Like, what have you seen from all those new defensive coaches? As you said, you guys are all hitting and you're actually tackling, and it's like a full blown deal getting you guys ready for big time football. So, but what is that difference that you've seen? Like, I know that the intensity of Jay Hill is already being publicized highly. They're going 100%. So, how is it to face a Jay Hill defense right now?
Yeah, so obviously for all the defensive guys, they're trying to impress the defensive coaches. And so the offensive guys don't want to be embarrassed by the defensive coaches going hard. And so it's literally 100% of the time. So we're going at each other. And obviously Jay Hill's a great motivator. He's a great man, but he's a really good coach. I think the scheme is really, really good. And we're seeing a lot of different looks at, on the offensive end. And obviously the defense is mixing it up every single practice, and so it's been fun to see and fun to play against. And these guys are they're definitely, I won't say out for blood right now, but they're motivated.
This balance of trying to keep you guys on the field and healthy and everything must keep them a little like insane, but at the same time you don't want to not prep. And so we were looking at, speaking of veterans, and you think about the defensive side of the ball and all the new guys with headsets on, all these new coaches in their position groups. And then you guys on the offensive side of the ball, it's not old hat, but it's the same group of guys. What have, I guess, from Coach Clark to Fessy to A-Rod, what are they doing differently in year, seven now for these guys since they're going in? What are they doing differently that you got? Because it seems like they're always trying to improve themselves. But what's a BYU offense now with this coaching staff who's been there for a long time and have tried a lot of different things?
I wouldn't say the offensive side has changed very much. I think we've had a lot of success in the past couple of years, starting in 2020 and 2019. Ever since A-Rod and and Grimes were here. You know, it's been, I think it's similar. I don't think, if it's not broke, you know, don't fix it. Right. I feel kind of mentality with the offense. And obviously A-Rod's experienced offensive coordinator, has been doing it for many years. And yeah, we have Fessy and Coach Clark and Coach Funk and Harvey. They all are keeping the same mentality we've been keeping, is to put points on the board. And so there's not a whole lot of changes, I would say, on the offense, but we're definitely trying to match the mentality of the defense of, you know, going hard in practice and trying to compete.
Keaton Slovis comes in, and obviously that's been a major, you know, story point during the spring, because we're desperate to see anybody new, right? You kind of look around, but then especially if it's at the quarterback position, let's hear how you guys have been adjusting to him. He's been adjusting to you, because there's been, you know, snippets that we get to see in some of the observations of practice. But, you know, what's the story in the huddle with Keaton Slovis and what he's been so far as he's been on campus?
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
He's been great, man. He's picked up the offense super well. Super efficiently, and he's been, you know, throwing dots, and that's what we saw at USC and Pitt, and that's what he's been doing here. And so Keaton's been, he's been killed in practice, and we've been able to connect on some balls, me personally and him with the receivers, and it's just been fun to play with him. And obviously he has a long legacy of great BYU quarterbacks, you know, behind him, and even recently with Zach and Jaron. And so I think he's going to fit in so well with this offense, and he's going to step in right away, and I don't think there'll be many learning curves for him.
It's good to have that veteran kind of person in the huddle, someone who's been in big games before as you guys go into the Big 12. Let's go back to, I guess, when we chatted with you at Media Days last year, there was a noticeable limp as you were going from kind of booth to booth, and we were asking kind of what a timeline was, and I think your coaches and you sort of played it coy a little bit. Maybe we weren't totally, I guess we weren't ready to hear that you were thinking about getting back for game one against South Florida. And when you went onto the field, I think we were all pretty shocked. How did you balance that, like not wanting to, like wanting to play, obviously, but making sure that you were taking care of yourself? And how did that process work in those 6 weeks to where you were back on the field and catching footballs again?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a process, and it started ever since I, you know, got the injury, and that was always my goal. I wanted to be out there for game one, and I know there's people that, and doctors saying I wouldn't play for a year, and that would mean I'd be out for the whole season, but that was my goal ever since I got the injury, and that was what I wanted to accomplish, and it was just a cool experience, even though it was a painful experience. It was a good experience for me to know that I can overcome challenges and overcome hardships and, overcome the naysayers, so to say, if that makes sense. And so for me to be out there game one was awesome. Obviously, I wasn't 100% initially, but I feel like as the season went on, I progressively was getting better from the strength staff and from the trainers at BYU. And so and now this year, I'm excited to, you know, play 100%. I'm excited to, you know, give it one last go at BYU.
Tell us about this tight end group, because I think it seems like every year, like there's always a name or two that we go, that's the veteran coming back. But who are some guys in your group that Coach Clark would be excited about that you watch and you go, man, those guys are going to be playing for a long time here at BYU?
Yeah, obviously we have Mason Wake, fullback coming back. obviously just as experienced as me. We came in at the same time, and so we've been playing for 4 years together. And so, yeah, Mason's coming back, and then Ethan Erickson caught a touchdown last year against Utah State. We're obviously super – everyone's excited about him because he's a long, lengthy, good route runner, fast. He's a good player. And then some of the younger guys, Anthony Olson, he's a stud out of Olympus High School, total basketball player. So a little raw coming in, but now he's starting to get his football legs, and he's starting to play super well, and we're excited to see him in the future. And then Nathan Coleman, he's looking great. He just came in for spring ball, and he's killing it, and it doesn't look like he's straight out of high school. He's playing really well. And so, and then Mason Fakahua moved from running back to fullback, and he's been doing great too. And so I love these guys. I'm really excited about all of them, and they seem like, you know, they're dedicated. They're really willing to work. So,
Isaac, we're looking forward to the rest of the spring. I'm glad that this spring game is also open to the public for everybody to be able to get excited about this thing. That'll be really fun, because in the past it just, you know, either weather or just going, nah, we're not going to open it up for everybody to see. I think fans are going to be super excited going to the Big 12, going to that first spring game. Thanks for hanging out with us today, man. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
There you go, Isaac Rex. Nice enough to join us from Provo after practice today. That guy, he's just one of these dudes who is part of this, like, new class of tight ends, right? But he's 6'6", you know, 235, 240, and he just catches everything. And that ankle injury was pretty devastating, but see how he came back from that thing was awesome. And so I love that Isaac Rex is back again, playing another year for BYU. So appreciate him joining us on the program. Are you a business owner? You've got better things to do than just job hunt, scramble to find the next great hire. So let Spherion Staffing and Recruiting do it for you. Visit them online, SphereonUtah.com/Utah. That's Spherion.com/Utah. Find it today. Let's take a break. We're at the Warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West in Salt Lake City. All this weekend, Tom is rolling out some incredible deals. Here are the rest of them when we come back. He's got even more for us. So if you're thinking about getting in a new mattress into your home, sleeping better, throwing that one out that has a ton of dust mites in it and all that dead skin, you didn't want to hear that. You don't want that. You don't want to be breathing that stuff in. Get yourself a new mattress, and it all starts here at the Warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West. Traffic coming up next, so listen to what the slowdowns are, and then come right back, and we'll get with you, and we'll chat a little bit more about I want you to hear a couple of things from Jamal Williams' first press conference, Scott.
Can't wait.
He just gets more and more wild every year. It's great. All right, 97.5 DKSL Sports Zone.
And now, a look at traffic from the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for a check of traffic on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We have a caller reporting an accident in Ogden. This is northbound 200 North.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.